You found us. Welcome to the Hullminster Podcast, a church in the centre of Hull. Your place to worship, enjoy, explore and to belong. If you'd like more information in how you can get involved, visit our website at www.hullminster.org.
O God, in this church, in the heart of this city, may your name forever be praised to endless days, and may it start with us here today. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, it is really a great joy to me to be able to welcome so many to this service today on Trinity Sunday. As I say, many from the Minster community, many from the life of this city, and it's been a great joy to be part of the city in so many different ways, and also remembering 11 years in Anlaby, 2 decades in this area. It's a bit different, I have to say, the view from this pulpit from my very first Sunday here where I got up to preach. I was struggling to find the people in amongst a sea of wood, but I'm struggling to see the wood in a sea of people now. So I think that represents progress for which we give thanks to the Lord. I did know a bit about what I was coming to 9 years ago, having been in the area and actually been on the patronage board of this church. Don't worry, if you haven't a clue what I'm talking about, I'll explain it afterwards. Which was a slightly strange thing to be the vicar of your own, the patron of your own parish. I think they got round it somehow legally. And it didn't have the greatest of reputations, I have to say. Even its own people said to me, oh, nothing ever happens here. We're the largest invisible building in the city, were 2 of the comments I heard. Well, I think we can honestly say that we're not the largest invisible building in the city now. And I think we can say emphatically that everything does happen, nothing never happens, is not true. I was about, it was about 2 months before I was inducted, and I think it was July time, our children were singing in a concert, and I was sitting in the congregation. Most people didn't know who I was, and in the middle of the second half, during a very loud passage in Fauré's Requiem, there was a clatter and a bang. And I thought, oh, what was that? And at the end, the then director of music gave me a little piece of stone and said, we're falling apart. Welcome to Holy Trinity. Well, I hope that we have at least made the building a bit more secure, although there's more to do. I'm delighted that over the next couple of years, the internal guttering, in the clergy vestry will disappear thanks to phase 3 of the development project. And I would love it if you could invite me back to bless the bicycle shed, which I've been on about for years, which will be built at the southeastern corner of the church. The word of prophecy, there we are. No, that's great. However, my challenge, in a sense, to all of us today is, there's a brilliant relationship that this church, Hullminster Holy Trinity, has now with many of you and with our city. But my question is, do you have a relationship with the Holy Trinity? Because that's what we're really about today. Let me tell you a story. In my 20s, I belonged to a church in Bedford, and that's where Stella and I met. So I'm eternally grateful to Christ Church Bedford. And there was Mission England in about the mid-1980s. Billy Graham came and he did a big rally, I think in Birmingham. There were live links through satellite to many towns and cities. I'm sure you had one here in Hull. And so the local churches, we were encouraged to go out with little invitation cards, knock on doors, not to sort of browbeat them, but just to give them an invitation and say, where from the local churches would you like to come to hear Billy Graham through LiveLink at the Corn Exchange in the middle of Bedford? Well, one lady opened the door, and on hearing my little spiel, she said, well, if I want to go to church, I go to St. Peter's. I know the vicar there. Bang, slam the door. And it stuck with me, you know, that. Because I thought, well, that's lovely that you go to St. Peter's when you feel like it. And it's lovely that you know the vicar. But do you know, if I read my Bible, I'm not quite sure that that's going to help you before the face of Almighty God and into eternity. I don't think that in itself is going to transform your life. And I hope in that sense that we can build on the fact that many of you I count as personal friends, and this place is very special to this city. But at the end of the day, you need to have a relationship not just with Holy Trinity, Hullminster, but with the Holy Trinity. And our readings today explain how that can happen. And it's lovely that it is Trinity Sunday. It's a complete coincidence. It was the only Sunday in June we could manage to have my last Sunday. And yet the readings, if we could have the Romans reading up, please, Tom. Here is St. Paul writing to Christians in Rome nearly 2,000 years ago. And he is not using the word Trinity, but it's quite clear that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. Three different persons, but one God. And he says that because he is justified through Jesus, a legal term, in other words, he's been put right before God, all the bad stuff in his life has been, the slate's been wiped clean by what Jesus did that first Good Friday and Easter Day. Because of that, he has now access to the Father. And then he has hope. And then the love of the Holy Spirit is poured out into his heart. And that is exactly what we were celebrating last Sunday, wasn't it? Pentecost Sunday. So there is Jesus giving access to the Father, the Creator. And through Jesus, as we see in the Gospel reading now, if we can have the John reading up, Jesus says the Spirit will come upon you, the Spirit of Christ, and he will lead us into all truth. He will protect us. He will help us to understand God's word and God's purposes, to show us the mind of the Creator. Wow. And so, in a sense, every Sunday ought to be Trinity Sunday, because our worship to the Father is in the name and through the access gained to us by Jesus and in the power of the Spirit. It ought to be what we're about every single day of our lives. And you know, Paul is not talking academically. He understands it philosophically, but he's lived it. His experience has been a bit like that woman in Bedford. He thought he had a relationship with God. He writes about this in other places. He was Jewish, the chosen people. And he probably thought, well, therefore, automatically, I have access to the Creator, to God, to Yahweh. He thought that because he knew the Bible so well and he could study it and wrestle with it, that that gave him access to God and gave him a relationship with God. He thought that going to the temple and the synagogue, which I'm sure he did very religiously in the literal sense of the word, because he was a Pharisee and that was part of their rhythm and routine, and knowing the right people would give him access to God, the Creator. But you know, God had to meet him on that road to Damascus. Many of you will know the story. If you don't worry, it's there in Acts chapter 9. We'll find someone to show you that story. There's a day where he's going to do what he thinks is God's work and actually persecute these wretched followers of Jesus, the followers of the way, and bang, there's a bright light. And this voice from heaven, like thunder, saying, Paul, Paul, you are persecuting me. And Paul says, well, who are you? And he says, I am Jesus, the Son of God. And Paul's life, well, he was Saul, he became Paul that day, was transformed in every way. And most importantly, he had now that relationship with Jesus. So don't rely on just knowing the vicar. Don't just rely on knowing Holy Trinity. Come and meet the Holy Trinity. Because the beautiful thing about the Trinity is it's a community, three different people, persons, if you like, that's the technical language, but one God. They celebrate difference and they celebrate unity. And at the heart is love. They are all love. And the Trinity invites you, every one of you, into that community of love, whether it's through the expression of what happens here at Hull Minster or in other churches you belong to, or in a church you have yet to belong to, but God may be calling you to be part of what we do here. If you've been baptized, God has already been calling you. Maybe you don't remember it. If you were, like me, a babe in arms, we don't remember it. But the truths that were proclaimed at your baptism are still true. And so the question is, have you done anything with your baptism? Does it make any material difference to your life? At your baptism, someone promised that you would follow Jesus as Savior, as Lord, the way, the truth, and the life. Now, if that's something that's stirring in you and you want to recommit as an adult, you can be confirmed. And this September, Bishop Allison will be coming and conducting a confirmation service. Maybe that's something you would like to do. Have a word with Irene or Eve or one of the clergy or ministry team here. Because that's something really special, really precious. But the Trinity has masses to say to Hull Minster. And really, I just pick out two key things. One is unity, and the other is protection. Because this place, which has taken the name of Holy Trinity, will always, I pray, live out what it means to be in the Holy Trinity. All our sermons, all our studies, all our conversations, all our actions should be shot through with the love of the Trinity. And there is a danger in vacancies of drifting apart, of fragmentation or even division. I'm sure that won't happen because of the amazing team that is still here. Just because the vicar goes, there's an amazing team still here that have been working so hard for years. And I'm delighted that Bishop Frank will be licensed next month as interim minister, I think is the official term, who will help to shape and gather and oversee that team, guide and strengthen it. So I'm sure, actually, the so-called vacancy will be a time of great growth. The last time I went away for 3 months on study leave, the church grew. I thought, well, perhaps I better go away again, see if it grows some more. And secondly, it's in the collect there that Irene prayed. The Trinity is a shield. He protects. There's a lovely hymn, which I would have had today, but it didn't get in. But St. Patrick's Breastplate. You either love it or hate it as a hymn. I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity. Whether Patrick wrote it, I have absolutely no idea, but it's a great hymn. Why shouldn't he get the credit? For him, the Trinity was the shield, the protection. Because there's no doubt about it, when God is on the move, so are the powers of darkness. So you need protection from that. So if I could sum up, thank you for all that you've shared of God's love with Stella and Sarah and Rachel and me. That will always be with us. And our desire is that for everyone here, you'll feel not just part of Hull Minster Holy Trinity, but part of the Holy Trinity. As a church, to keep the Trinity at the heart of your worship and all that you do, because then that draws others into that love, and to bind the Trinity to you as a shield in those tough times as you live in unity and celebrate diversity. God will bring you a new vicar, but keep praying. Pray for a new vicar at 7 o'clock every day, even if for a minute or two. People are covenanting to pray for God to stir the right person, whoever that is, in due course to apply. You know, vicars come and go. You've only got to look at that board over there. Look at all that list of vicars. There'll be loads of us. But you are the community. You are the embodiment of the Holy Trinity here on earth, in the heart of this amazing city of Kingston upon Hull. And in you, the life of the Holy Trinity will live in you and live on. And God will continue to bring in his kingdom here in Hull as in heaven. And I want to finish by a prayer of commitment. You might want to echo this in your heart. I am praying it myself as I move from here to Liverpool. It's a prayer that we often use on the Alpha course, but it's not just exclusive to that. But it's in a little booklet called Why Jesus? And all I'd say is if you pray that prayer for the first time or at a significant time of recommitment, we'd love to give you one of these to have a read of why Jesus is so special to us. So I invite you to be still as I pray. And if you want to echo this in your heart, I invite you to do that now. Lord Jesus Christ, I am sorry for the things I have done wrong in my life. Please forgive me. I now turn from everything that I know is wrong. Thank you that you died on the cross for me so that I could be forgiven and set free. Thank you that you offer me forgiveness and the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift. Please come into my life by your Holy Spirit to be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed listening to one of our sermons. If you'd like to learn more about what we do, then follow us on social media or visit our website, www.holminster.org.